Thank you very much. I think you're right that we implicitly agreed to have the need to for such a guidance document, plus to insert a number of definitions in it. I think that is right. So now the remaining question is, do we want to finish it before by September, and what would be the updating process? Yeah, so I wonder actually a bit what is the practice within UNECE about these guidance documents. Are these, so those are not legal documents, so they will be not voted upon, or are they, or could we say that in our expert group we are discussing them and that we try to also to find a decision on that in SC2 later on, but they have no legal status. But then I would propose that we indeed have at least a mature enough version by September that we can include this for sending to SC2.